The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out talking again about First Night Raleigh's New Year's Eve celebration. The downtown Raleigh event starts at 2 in City Plaza. First Night will feature DIY Festival at the North Carolina Museum of History, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, and outdoors on the Bicentennial Plaza with workshops and demonstrations from professional artists and performers. Adults and children can create time capsules, practice hand lettering, and make rhythm instruments. Art Putt, a miniature golf course and interactive art installation, will start on Fayetteville Street with illuminated art by local neon artist Nate Schaefer. At 5:30, performances will begin on the City Plaza main stage with music from Cane Mill Road and the Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble. Later into the night, there will be more than 30 other indoor and outdoor performances in venues across downtown Raleigh. Other artists and presenters scheduled to appear include Kate Rudy, Amethyst Kia, Steady Roland Bob Margolin, William Weiser, the Jolly Raleigh Singing Trolley, Lumen's Virtual Reality Experience, African American Dance Ensemble, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, North Carolina Opera Singers, Shauna Tucker, Comedy Works, Transactors Improv Company, and Seed Art Share. The fantastical First Night Ferris Wheel returns this year along with a new F5 giant swinging pendulum that will light up Fayetteville Street. Both amusements will be open to the public at 2 o'clock. The countdown to the 2018 Acorn Drop will begin at 10:30 with Raleigh's own Ira David Wood III and his son Ira David Wood IV, returning as the countdown masters of ceremonies. Tickets for First Night are on sale and online. Physically, you can get them at Harris Teeter and CVS Pharmacies. That is Raleigh's First Night New Year's Eve celebration. All right, moving on, we're going to take a look at the funny folks coming to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. December 28th through the 30th, it's John Heffron. John quickly became one of the most in-demand comedians in America after taking home the crown on Season 2 of Last Comic Standing. Thursday, January 4th, it's Hannah Hogan and Dusty Slay. January 5th through the 7th, Don D.C. Curry. He's a certified comedy heavyweight who is best known for his role as the hilarious Uncle Elroy in Next Friday and Friday After Next. January 11th through the 13th, Russell Peters. Russell returns to his club roots as he starts working on new material for his next hilarious global conquest. January 18th through the 21st, Guy Tory is at Goodnight's Comedy Club. In the tradition of comedians who have made the transition from stage to screen, such as Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby, multi-talented Guy Tory has made the leap to comedic actor with great success. January 24th, Jess Hilarious. Jess is a stand-up comedian who is best known to television viewers for her appearances on Season 9 of MTV's Wildin' Out. January 25th through the 27th, Mark Norman, Mark is one of New York City's funniest emerging talents who's finally getting the recognition he deserves. And you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. And a reminder, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. And it's not even the new year, but we have some concerts that are coming up already, scheduled for the new year into summer. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. July 3rd has Foreigner and Whitesnake. July 24th, Weezer and Pixies. July 28th, Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld. September 17th, Niall Horan and Maren Morris. And at Red Hat Amphitheater, Wednesday, May 9th, Odessa. Thursday, June 7th, Khalid, the Roxy Tour. And Wednesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies. It's a long way off, and of course those calendars will fill up quickly here in the coming months. Let's take a look at what's going on in Cary these days. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series is in its seventh season at historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts are held Friday evenings at 7:30, unless noted. January 26, Lucia Micarelli, born in Queens, New York. Lucia was immersed in the arts at an early age, practicing dance, piano, and violin. At the age of six, she made her debut as a violin soloist with the Honolulu Symphony Orchestra. February 16th, Ten Strings and a Goatskin. This young acoustic trio hails from Canada's Prince Edward Isle, transforming traditional folk music with vigor, curiosity, and sparks of goofy humor. Saturday, March 3rd at 7:30, Le Cirque Esprit. May 11th, Lauren and Mark. All right, the Marvelous Music Family Concert Series, once again held at the historic Cary Arts Center. Nothing until March, and that's on a Sunday, March 4th. Opera Express presents the Billy Goats Gruff. Once upon a time, there were three billy goats enjoying a game of hide-and-seek after school when a bully blocked the bridge on their way home and took their doll. When two of the goats resolve to find a new route home, the smallest goat stands up to the bully and even makes a friend. Show starts at 3 o'clock. And then Saturday, April 21st, Atlantic Coast Theater presents Rocking Red Riding Hood. At the Paige Walker Winter Concert Series at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, events occur on Sundays at 4. January 14th, Musique Accordion with David DiGiuseppe. Sit streetside for a concert of French music. Musique Accordion presents music from the cabarets through the musettes of Paris to the songs of famed singer Edith Piaf. And Sunday, February 18th, it's Brian Regan. Also, they're out with the schedule for Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park in Cary. That's one Friday a month. The Boathouse plays host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. Spend your Friday evening floating on Bond Park in the setting sun while you listen to great music and enjoy delicious food. The first concert takes place April 6th, featuring the Garrett Newton Band from 5 until 8 o'clock. Moving on to the Clayton Center, of course, in Clayton. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, January 12th, Huggy Lowdown, presented by Sinclair Entertainment. This new year, locals will laugh their hearts out with comedians Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul, along with Tony Woods. It's the Bama of the City Tour 2018. Huggy Lowdown is a Washington, D.C.-based comedian and radio personality who does a daily take on celebrities and gossip on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Chris Paul is a stand-up comedian and regular contributor to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. He has also been featured on Comedy Central and BET. And finally, Tony Woods was born in North Carolina but raised in the Washington, D.C. area. Woods kicked off his career as an original member of Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam on HBO and P. Diddy's Bad Boys of Comedy. He is an all-round veteran and one-of-a-kind comic. Tickets for that show, Huggy Lowdown, are $35. Again, that's at the Clayton Center on Friday, January 12th. Friday, February 9th, after the I Do's Couples Game Show. Four married couples answer questions about each other in the hopes of winning cash and prizes. This is a 7:30 performance. Tickets are $20. In Holly Springs at the Cultural Center, all events are at 7:30 unless noted. Friday, January 12th, it is the Sting Police. This group pays tribute to the musical legacy of the Police and the solo music career of Sting. This fine group of professional musicians is based in Florida, but performs at venues across the country. Friday, January 19th, Clean Comedy with John Feltz and Ross Bennett at 7. Then at 9, there's the adult comedy version of the show. Thursday through Saturday, January 25th through the 27th, and then there were none. This is Stageworks Theater of Holly Springs presenting one of Agatha Christie's darkest tales. 10 strangers are summoned to a remote island. All that the guests have in common is a wicked past they're unwilling to reveal and a secret that will seal their fate. For each has been marked for murder. And Then There Were None is one of Christie's masterpieces of dramatic construction. Its growing sense of dread and unfaltering tension will keep you guessing to the very end. And then on Friday, February 2nd, Clean Comedy and Adult Comedy again, Leanne Lord and Sid Davis. Clean Comedy Edition, great for the whole family. Adult Comedy Edition, recommended for 18+. The Clean Comedy Show is at 7. The Adult Comedy Show starts at 9. And then at Garner Performing Arts Center, of course, this on West Garner Road in Garner. The Garner Performing Arts Center's 2017-2018 season of Broadway Voices, the popular concerts return to Garner with a series of one-night-only concerts that will be filled with excitement, amusement, and awesome entertainment. All the concerts start at 7:30. Season tickets are available. Individual tickets are $35. The second concert is Saturday, January 13th, Lauren Kennedy. Kennedy is making her first appearance in Broadway Voices, but has been a series friend for years. She is the producing artistic director of Theater Raleigh and has played some of the most iconic roles on Broadway, including Fantine in Les Miserables and Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. Then the final concert in the Performing Arts Series, or I should say Broadway Voices Series, Saturday, April 7th, Three Phantoms in Concert. Greg Shulman's Three Phantoms in Concert has played in many of the country's grandest theaters. Last fall, Shulman brought the concert to Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium for a fundraiser for flood victims that raised more than $50,000. Shulman, who has been the Phantom in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera, Jean Valjean in Les Miserables, and the Jekyll Hyde in Jekyll and Hyde, will be accompanied by two other performers who have been the Phantom on Broadway. Also at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, January 6th, Bullies in the Church, presented by Sister Louise Brunch House Theater. The event starts at 5. And then January 26, 27, and February 2 and 3, you can't take it with you. Alice, the only normal person in the wacky sycamore family, has fallen for her wealthy boss's son. She plans a lovely, very unsycamore dinner party to impress his stuffy parents. When they show up on the wrong night, fireworks explode literally. Xylophones, G-men, Russians, ballerinas, and the IRS only add to the fun of this Kaufman and Hart classic. And then on Friday, February 16th, there's the Temptations review. Taking a look at some of the music festivals coming up around the state, January 12th through the 14th, it's a big band and swing dance weekend at the Omni Grove Park Inn in Asheville. February 1st through the 3rd, the North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington at the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. February 2nd and 3rd, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention, that is in Boone on the ASU campus. February 14th through the 17th, Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill, and that's at Memorial Hall and Moser Auditorium. February 16th through the 18th, Bluegrass First Class, this is at the Crown Plaza Resort in Asheville. Okay, let's take a look at the lineup at the Ritz. This club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows are at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, January 12th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Trial by Fire, a Journey tribute. Friday, January 9th at the Ritz, Jackal. Saturday, January 20th, Chippendales 2018, About Last Night Tour, that's at 9. Friday, January 26th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents On the Border. This is an Eagles tribute. Sunday, January 28th, The Noise presents Black Label Society with Corrosion of Conformity. That's at 7:30. Monday, January 29th, Love Your Parents Tour, a live experience by Brockhampton. That's at 9. Tuesday, January 30th at the Ritz, Yo Gotti. Wednesday, January 31st, NF, the Perception Tour. Thursday, February 1st, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. This is Winter Tour 2018, starts at 7:30. Moving on to the Poorhouse Music Hall. Most shows start at 9 o'clock, unless it's noted. Wednesday, December 27th, Roots of a Rebellion, Sons of Paradise, and Six Shots Later. Thursday, December 28th, local band Local Beer, DeBonzo Brothers, Happy Abandoned, Bruxes, sponsored by Southern Pines, and presented by Chris Tamplin. Friday, December 29th, Elephant Convoy with Elemento Beat and Sensi Trails. Saturday, December 30th, Fireside Collective with Folk Soul Revival. Sunday, December 31st, New Year's Eve with Jack the Radio, Six String Drag, and Katie Baston. This is all again at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. Wednesday, January 3rd, Canadian Waves in Poor Pie. Thursday, January 4th, local band Local Beer, Lovely Buds, Interprolific, and Six Shots Later. Friday, January 5th, Dark Water Rising with Lotus Sun. Saturday, January 6th, the Funky Dogs Brass Band. Sunday, January 7th, we've got two shows. Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with Black Sabbath, Subliminal Surge, and Chrome Plated Apostles. That's at 2. And then Sam Harmonics with Scott Mulligan, Bozuku, Tiane Clark, Trez Falsetto, Jay Bullo, and Cody Daniel. That show is at 8 o'clock. And finally, let's look at the rundown for the Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. Thursday, December 28th, Fish webcast at 7. Friday through Sunday, December 29th through the 31st, Big Something, with Travers Brothership and Meridine on Friday at 9, Urban Soil on Saturday at 9, and Dr. Bacon on Sunday at 9. Friday, January 5th, Big River Band with Justin West Band, 16 Penny, and Heads Up Penny. That's an 8 o'clock show. Saturday, January 6th, QDR's Happy Q Year with Chris Lane, Midland, Easton Corbin, and Ryan Hurd at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, January 12 and 13, Zoso at 8:30. Sunday, January 14th, Good Life East Coast Tour featuring Collie Buds, Joe Mercer-Marley, and The Hold Up. That starts at 8. Friday, January 19th, The Breakfast Club with Supersonic at 9. Saturday, January 20th, Boulevards with Cooley High, Lonnie Walker, and Zensofly, and that starts at 9. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, American Aquarium, Road Trip to Raleigh with John Fulbright on Friday and Robert Ellis on Saturday, both nights at 9. Monday, January 29th, Love Your Parents Tour, a live experience by Brockhampton, 9 o'clock. The Lincoln Theater tickets for this show will be honored at the Ritz. And Friday, February 2nd, at Lincoln Theater, it's Keller Williams at 9 o'clock. Upcoming shows at Raleigh Little Theater, January 12th through the 28th, What We're Up Against. This is set in a highly competitive architecture firm. This play is an explosive and hilarious look at the complicated battle of the sexes raging across cubicle land. January 14th, Triangle African American Theater Preview. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. The Triangle Friends of African American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African American plays and musicals that will hit the stages in 2018. Tickets are $15. Then February 9th through the 25th, Little Shop of Horrors, of course, a musical comedy. The meek floral assistant, Seymour Krelburn, stumbles across a new breed of plant that he names Audrey 2 after his co-worker, Crush. This foul-mouthed R&B singing carnivore promises unending fame and fortune to the down-and-out Krelburn as long as he keeps feeding it blood. Over time, though, Seymour discovers Audrey 2's out-of-this-world origins and intent toward global domination. March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk, the musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater still has the ever-popular North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival going on. That's going on daily through January 14th, 6 to 10 p.m. each evening, closed on Mondays except for January 1st. Carrie's Booth Amphitheater is again being transformed into a magnificent setting when the Chinese Lantern Festival returns this holiday season. The festival includes more than 20 displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. For tickets, kids 2 and under are free, no ticket needed. Ages 3 to 17, $10. And adults 18 plus, $15. The tickets are date specific. There are discounts on select nights along with group discounts. All right, checking out the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The Museum's Sights and Sounds concert series continues, with all events starting at 2 on Sundays, unless noted. January 21st, it's the Isosceles String Quartet. February 11th, Duchamp and McKenzie Duo. This is flute and piano. March 18th, American Chamber Players. May 13th, Symphony Winds. And then on May 20th, which is the last of these concerts, it's the North Carolina Viol Concert. Okay, Moog Fest is coming up this year, of course, or in 2018 again. Chelsea Manning will take part in a keynote conversation about technology during Moog Fest to be held May 17th through the 20th in downtown Durham. So what is Moog Fest? It's the synthesis of music, art, and technology. Since 2004, Moog Fest has brought together artists, futurist thinkers, inventors, entrepreneurs, designers, engineers, scientists, and musicians. Ticket prices range from $99 to $1,500. This all depends on how much or how little of the festival you're interested in attending. The festival passes are available at moogfest.com. That's moogfest.com. Audio Describe performances coming up. On Your Feet, Saturday, January 6th, 8 o'clock at DPAC. Saturday, January 13th, Love Letters, Fletcher Opera Theater. This is a 2 o'clock performance. Sunday, January 21st, The Normal Heart, Burning Coal Theater Company at Murphy School Auditorium. And also on Sunday, January 21st, What We're Up Against. This is at Leggett Theater at William Peace University, 3 o'clock. And Saturday, February 3rd, Les Miserables. This is at DPAC at 8 o'clock, Saturday, February 3rd. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.